What's up, neighbors? This is Jessica. As most of you know, today we're going to be hopping on into three ways to monetize social media that actually work in 2022. We are in the month of March. What I want to do with this particular series is that I want to just hop in and talk to you all about content monetization and some things you should be doing right now with your profiles. If you follow me on TikTok, and you can follow me at @JossSpeaks2, you'll see that I talk a lot about content creation and monetization and give you tidbits and things there. So make sure you're following me on TikTok if you haven't already, and also on Instagram. But let's go ahead and hop into these tips. So the first one here is optimize your profile. So I know for a lot of you, you think optimize your profile, that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with monetization. And to be honest, it actually does. It has a lot to do with it. When you optimize your profile, not only are you optimizing your bio, right? Your little profile image, making sure you have an image of yourself if you're doing content where you're promoting a personal brand, or if you want to have a person stand out as the personal brand for the actual business, then you need to have a photo there that needs to directly connect to the content that you speak to, utilizing hashtags, keywords, telling people what you do, what you can help them with, and also your description and your content, your caption, right? The caption, let's talk about Instagram for a second. Your caption needs to match what is inside with what your image is, right? And right now, Instagram is moving towards video. So we'll be talking a little bit about that with number two. But you really want to make sure that everything is cohesive and that it flows and that it makes sense. What I see a lot is that people post a picture and then the caption doesn't necessarily go along with the picture. You want to make sure that there's a flow there, because really, to be honest with you, I'm going to break it down for you. Let's just keep it real. Instagram is a magazine. That is what it is. Instagram is a virtual moving video magazine. So every single image needs to have an article that goes along with it. Now, if you aren't an article person like I am not, that's why I've shifted over to TikTok and I'm doing really well there. Not necessarily the article person, but if you love to write, this is where you can really just showcase your expertise in what you do. So definitely dive into that. And if you don't like writing directly inside of the caption, then write off of the caption, right? Write into a Google Doc or in your notes section on your phone, or maybe even dedicate. I like to use Notion. You can use Notion as a tool. Another tool that you can use that I haven't used in quite a while is Evernote, but it's really a great tool that you can use as well. So, and I'm sure there's several others that you can use, but write it out. Write out what some of your captions could be, some stories that you can tell, and then make sure you're utilizing that, because those keywords, I guarantee you, will help you monetize because people can then find you. Let's move on to tip number two. Use Reels on Facebook and on Instagram. So if you didn't know, Facebook actually has Facebook Reels that are connected to your business page. Now, we also have Reels that are connected to your personal profile. I've gotten the question several times, well, which one should I use? And to be honest, it really just depends on you as the individual. If you feel that you would like to use your personal profile as a way to get folks to just see who you are, learn a little bit more about you, and then funnel them that way to your business page or to your link, you know, because you can also put links on your personal profile, all that good stuff on Facebook, then yeah, that's a great way to do it. But really think about your strategy here. For me, I do all of my Facebook Reels on my business page because that's primarily where I want everyone to be, because I want the data. And I also want to see the folks that interact with my content and find out more about them from there, right? Personal profiles, bit different. So you're going to have a different strategy depending on which way you go with that. So definitely sit back, understand your strategy, and then move forward with that. Now, I'll put a link in the description to an update, because Instagram has now let all of us know Reels is their primary form of video, and they're actually going to be getting rid of IGTV. So IGTV is going bye-bye. It's going away. And they're going to be really focusing on Reels. So you need to focus in on Reels, because that will help your account grow. In addition to allowing your account grow, it also just allows you to show your personality. I gotta be honest with you, I don't get a lot of views on Instagram Reels. I get clients though, which is amazing, right? That I can do a couple of seconds of video and get clients from that couple of seconds of video because they love my personality, or they love the expertise that I shared, or they need help and they know that I'm the person that can help them do it just from a couple of seconds. Think about that. All right. So then that is number two. Let's go ahead and move to number three. The third way that you need to be focusing on this month is to sign up to become an affiliate. With all of the content that we're creating on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter, on Pinterest, wherever, LinkedIn, wherever you're creating content, you should also have some affiliate links that are tied to what you do so that you can make some passive income, right? All of your income streams should not be active where you have to actively do something. But if you can recommend some things, then that actually can be a part of your content strategy. And there you can utilize that to monetize and you don't have to do anything extra. All you have to do is talk about the product or the service and say, I think it's amazing. Here, go ahead and try it out. You can actually go to bit.ly/JawsLink. Because you may be thinking to yourself, well, how do I sign up for an affiliate or how do I become an affiliate with someone? Guess what? I actually have an affiliate program. So if you'd like to join my affiliate program, that's why I offer it to you all. Go ahead, go to bit.ly/JawsLink and you can become an affiliate with me and help sell some of my digital products. Number one, you will get a kickback and get a commission from it. But then number two, it'll also make you feel good because you know you're supporting a mom in business and I am definitely going to toot your horn and put y'all out on the socials. So I want you guys to pay attention to not how many people that follow me, but who's following me because I got some dope folks that follow me and they'll put you in front of the right eyeballs at the right time. So I have a bonus tip that I'm going to add in here, but I don't want to make this long because I want to keep these under 7 minutes. The bonus tip is hashtags. Make sure that you are creating and leveraging your own hashtags. We'll have more about that in the month of April. Thank you so much for listening for 3 ways plus a bonus to monetize social media that actually work in 2022 March. We are going to go ahead and continue this series and I will see you all again next month in the month of April to continue the series. Once again, you can go to bit.ly/JawsLink to become an affiliate and join our affiliate network. Not only will you get commission, but you'll also feel good and learn in the process, right? We learn together. We earn together. That's what we do around these parts. Thank you so much for listening, neighbor. Have a wonderful day. And make sure you tag me on social media if you took any good nuggets away from this episode.